Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 37. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are, in fact, middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, brothers?
In fact, we are. I'm doing okay.
We're rocking and a rolling, rolling and a rocking.
Good job,
Bob Aran. We're that good. I know.
Yeah,
we are. That's a good way to put it, Nate.
That is good.
Locomotive.
Back to songs.
Here we are, back at it. Recording on a Sunday too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And we all first.
All three of us have enough energy that this is our third recording of the night.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Wednesday.
It's not.
I need to go back.
The Lord's Day.
Yeah, I have to work after this, but
this is your idea, right, to do another one. This is how we birthed,
There's birth
in this story. There is. I'm just, hey.
Creepy birth, too.
It's called foreshadowing and storytelling, right?
Yeah.
The Wendigo. Remember that night we just had enough energy and we wanted to do an extra one, and we just went for the Wendigo, and it turned out fantastic.
If we do say so ourselves.
I'm biased, but yeah.
Yeah, you're a little biased.
Since we birthed it, right?
You birded it? Did we bird it?
Our opinion is the only one that matters.
Well,
I can't wait for the afterbirth here. No.
Yeah, don't eat it. That's what some of the animals do. Let's move on. Sean.
Quit touching it, please. Let's do. Why'd you let me in this conversation?
Slimy.
I told you I'd stay out of this conversation. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is really. Have you ever seen one of our episodes like die before it gets started?
Possibly this one because I overinflated. oversold it.
We grabbed a shovel, went and found the roadkill, and we scooped it up.
That's right. Sean.
Let's proceed.
What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, sir.
Where else would a devil come from? Oh, sorry, Jersey. I thought the devil went down to Georgia, but apparently it stopped by Jersey first.
And stopped off for a quick snack.
Yeah. Stayed.
Played the fiddle.
I love you, Jersey. Just kidding.
Joyzy. Shout out to our friends, Christina Westervelt.
Yes.
And her crew. So
they know we're kidding.
A Jersey girl. Oh, yeah. So the Jersey Devil is one that I've always been fascinated with. Mm-hmm. Not a big cryptid guy. You know, I think our listeners have figured that out. This one is one that's always intrigued me. I do like the legend. So the Jersey Devil is one of the ones I've been, wanted to talk about. So, so here we go. I'm going to do the lead-in for this little episode. It says, in the southern New Jersey and Philadelphia folklore of the United States, the Jersey Devil, also known as the Leeds Devil, is a legendary creature said to inhabit the forest of the Pine Barrens in South Jersey. The creature is often described as a flying biped with hooves, but there are many variations. The common description is that of a bipedal kangaroo-like or wyvern.
I think it's wyvern, but yeah.
Wyvern. Like creature with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat-like wings, horns, small arms with clawed hands, legs with cloven hooves, and a forked tail. It has been reported to move quickly and is often described as emitting a high-pitched, blood-curdling scream. There you go.
We talked about how ridiculous the picture looks. There's a Jersey Devil, the Philadelphia Bulletin, on January 1909. And you're like, yeah. If that thing came at you, you'd be like, seriously? That's a monster? But I bet it looks a lot more ferocious in person. That's just a sketch, right?
Yeah.
Sketch artist rendition, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks something that's like, oh, yes, yeah, it's kind of cute. You know, like, oh, look at the horse head, you know. But then it's like, I don't know if I'd really want to encounter it if it indeed was real. I don't think it'd look as innocent as this 1909 picture. Wow.
Nate has his cryptid book.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And he has
it open. An anonymous construction worker captured a photograph of the New Jersey Devil during a storm in November of 2015, just outside of Philadelphia. He and his friends were driving home when they thought they saw a giant vulture.
Wow. Ooh. just as early as 2015, huh?
Yeah.
So Jersey likes to send him over to Philadelphia. Is that how that works?
Well, they got to migrate.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he cracked the bell.
You know, maybe.
Maybe he just clawed it. Yeah.
The Liberty Bell.
So I'm going to read this, too. This is going to be straight from Wikipedia. It'll be easier to just give the mm-hmm. listeners a kind of like where this creature came from. It said, according to popular folklore, the Jersey Devil originated with the Pine Barrens resident named Jane Leeds, known as Mother Leeds. The legend states that Mother Leeds had 12 children, and after finding she was pregnant for the 13th time, cursed the child in frustration, crying that the child would be the devil. In 1735, Mother Leeds was in labor on a stormy night, of course stormy, while her friends gathered around her. Born as a normal child, the 13th child changed to a creature with hooves, a goat's head, okay, everything else that we just said, bat wings and a forked tail, growling and screaming. Don't all kids do that? When my kids still do.
At least the growling.
Yeah, it's screaming. The child beat everyone with its tail before flying up the chimney and heading into the pines. In some versions of the tale, Mother Leeds was supposedly a witch, and the child's father was the devil himself. Some versions of the legend also state that there was a subsequent attempt by local clergymen to exorcise the creature from the Pine Barrens.
Mm.
So there you go.
Not exorcise, but exorcise.
Where is the devil?
Georgia?
No.
No.
Devil's inside.
Oh. Devil inside.
Devil We've already inside. Covered that. Every single one. Already covered
in excess. 1987. Shout out.
Edit that. No.
Okay. I couldn't help it.
So there you go. The 13th child of Mother Leeds. That's a lot of childbirth.
Birth and babies,
man.
Right?
Ooh. Man. So shout out to her for it's a lot of work
now,
there.
I also found in my handy dandy book here
mm-hmm.
that. Daniel Leeds, a Quaker, mm-hmm. decided to publish an almanac to compete with the volumes created by Benjamin Franklin.
Ah! See, I told you I had Benjamin Franklin written down. Yeah. Lore. Yes.
When Leeds added astrological elements to his almanac, his fellow Quakers turned on him, calling the astrology too pagan for the community. The books were censored or destroyed by the town. Leeds resisted and published even more controversial content. The town dubbed him, his wife, and his children evil. So in a sense, they were the first New Jersey Devils.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the hockey team is named after the Jersey Devil.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that before the show. Yeah, the evil New Jersey Devils. Since I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, you know.
It's probably their best name. They traveled around a little bit before they ended up in
mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
Which I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, they started out as the Kansas City Scouts, mm-hmm. then the Colorado Rockies.
Which there is a current Colorado Rockies, yeah.
And then, well, it's the Avalanche.
Oh, well, that's a baseball
kid. Yeah.
The edit Rockies that out. I'm Mr. Sports.
Good gosh. Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. Good grief.
And then
so silly.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Colorado. I'm Mr. Baseball in here. I just botched up the whole. That's kind of funny, actually.
Mr. Baseball.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, the New Jersey Devils. I'm not a big fan of. I don't. they play my Penguins a lot. So. Yeah.
I always liked the Martin Brodeur when he was a goaltender.
I respected him, and he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an all-timer, but I just. Ugh. And then we talked about Claude Lemieux
mm-hmm.
when he played. Mr. Lemieux, I did not like you. I thought I would read a story here from a article that tells about 13 occurrences or run-ins with the Jersey Devil. This one says, Bonaparte and the Devil. One of the first reported Jersey Devil sightings was in 1812 when Joseph Bonaparte, Napoleon's older brother, claimed he saw the Jersey Devil while hunting near his Bordentown estate. Sightings occurred and the legend grew, fueled by animal attacks, strange footprints, and reports filed by eyewitnesses who supposedly encountered this beast. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. So a Trenton Times story on a string of Jersey Devil sightings. Yeah, dates back to January of 1909. It says, I'm just going to read the headline. It says, fly rival of, in quotations, Leeds Devil has Jersey people frightened. It says, footprints in the snow, I like this word, whirring noises in the air, and other uncanny manifestations reach Bonetown and Mount Holly after making sensation in lower counties. where natives remain indoors after sundown. So they took this serious. So back to, yeah.
It was real.
Bordentown. I said Bordentown.
Bordentown.
Yeah, because the print is so small. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Do you guys have? I have tons of stories. So,
tell me if I missed this one. Just kidding. A newspaper from 1887 described sightings of a winged creature referred to as the Devil of Leeds, allegedly spotted near the Pine Barrens, and well known among the local populace of Burlington County. So, it said whenever he went near it, it would give a most unearthly yell that frightened the dogs. It whipped at every dog on the place. That thing, said the colonel, whatever, is not a bird nor an animal, but it is the Leeds Devil, according to the description, and it was born over in Evesham, Burlington County, 100 years ago. There's no mistake about it. I never saw the horrible critter myself, but I can remember well when it was roaming around the Evesham woods 50 years ago, and when it was hunted by men and dogs and shot at by the best marksmen there were in all South Jersey. I'm trying not to do the accent. But could not be killed. There isn't a family in Burlington or any of the adjoining counties that does not know of the Leeds Devil. And it was the bugaboo to frighten children when I was a boy. Bugaboo.
Bugaboo. Oh. Nate, you got anything?
No, not really anything more than what we've discussed.
I have one. The Devil Craze of 1909. So the New Jersey Devil's fame solidified itself in January of 1909 when nearly 1,000 reports came in from the eyewitnesses throughout South Jersey. While testing cannonballs at Hanover Mills Works in the Pine Barrens, Navy Commander Stephen Decatur reportedly saw the creature and shot it. Says, talk about target practice. The cannonball blew a hole in the devil, but it wasn't fazed by the projectile. Strange tracks were found in fields, but bloodhounds allegedly refused to follow the tracks. The kids were fine with it all. Because schools in the Pine Barrens were closed. So I guess they liked the incident. So that was 1909. I've got all kinds of stories here. Sean, you got another one?
The wave of sightings in 1909, during the week of January 16th, 1909 through January 23rd, 1909, newspapers of the time published hundreds of claimed encounters with the Jersey Devil from all over South Jersey and the Philadelphia area. Among alleged encounters publicized that week were claims a creature attacked a trolley car in Haddon Heights and a social club in Camden. Police in Camden and Bristol, Pennsylvania, supposedly fired on the creature to no effect. Other reports initially concerned unidentified footprints in the snow, but soon sightings of creatures resembling the Jersey Devil were being reported throughout South Jersey, as far away as Delaware and Western Maryland. So widespread.
So 1909 coverage. Was a big year.
Yeah. It was.
That's what they said. Well, there was 1,000 different sightings.
Yeah. So yeah, it's crazy.
I have one from 1960.
Ooh.
So this says one. The headline says "Wanted: Rewards Offered for the Devil." In 1960, several residents of Mays Landing heard horrifying screams in the night. There was no explanation for the noises, and people began to panic. Police hung flyers assuring residents that the Jersey Devil was a hoax, but a circus owner countered the appeal by offering, $100,000 for anyone who could capture this creature.
$1,000.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of money today. Mm-hmm. No one received said reward.
Oh,
yeah. So $100,000 back in 1960, I'd go for it.
Oh yeah, heck yeah.
Take your chances. You know. And I've got another one from 1972. But Sean or Nate,
I was going to talk about some of the skeptics and explanations for it. Skeptics believe the Jersey Devil to be nothing more than a creative manifestation upon the imaginations of the early English settlers. Plausible natural explanations include boogeyman stories created and told by bored Pine Barren residents as a form of children's entertainment, the byproduct of the historical local disdain for the Leeds family, so they were just kind of putting them down, the misidentification of known animals, and rumors based on a common negative perception of the local rural population of the Pine Barren known as Pineys. The frightening reputation of the Pine Barrens may indeed have contributed to the Jersey Devil legend. Historically, the Pine Barrens were considered inhospitable lands. Gangs of highwaymen, such as the politically disdained loyalist brigands known as the Pine Robbers, were known to rob and attack travelers passing through the Barrens. During the 1700s-1800s, residents of the isolated Pine Barrens were deemed the dregs or outcasts of the society. Poor farmers, fugitives, brigands, Native Americans, poachers, moonshiners, runaway slaves, and deserting soldiers. So they were called Pineys. So Pineys. They're saying that that was just... it was just a way to that they came up with stories and entertained each other and scared each other and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found some variations to the origins.
Oh, please share.
One of the tells of a young woman who encounters a passing gypsy begging for food. She was frightened and refused. The gypsy cursed her for her refusal. Years later, in 1850, with the curse forgotten, when the girl gave birth to her first child, a male, he became the devil and flew into the woods.
Oh. I saw this story about a guy, mm-hmm. He was an author, Tom Brown Jr., who spent several seasons living in the wilderness of the Pines Barrens. He recounts several occasions when terrified hikers mistook him for the Jersey Devil after he had covered his whole body with mud to repel mosquitoes.
Oh, nice.
There he is. Get him. No, I just have mud.
It's where's a Jersey Devil. Mud?
Whatever. He's faking.
Imagination running wild.
Right? I guess so.
Yeah, another.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Another variation to the origins of the Jersey Devil. A young Leeds Point girl who had fallen in love with a British soldier. The British had come to the region because of iron furnaces and were supplying the privateers in 1778. The British engaged the Americans at the Battle of Chestnut Neck. The folk town opposed of the match, calling her liaison an act of treason. They cursed the girl. According to legend, when she later gave birth to a child, it became known as the Leeds Devil.
I like those.
Yeah. A little different viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear anything about the pirate Captain Kidd, who supposedly buried treasure in the Pine Barrens and allegedly seen in the company of the Jersey Devil?
No.
I hadn't either. It said that there are a lot of, since there it's so isolated there and underdeveloped in nature, the Pine Barrens have themselves fostered many various folk legends. So not only does it have the Jersey Kid, and he's hiding pirate booty treasure.
Wow.
And it's the ghost of Pirate Captain Kidd. So that adds to the story.
Captain Kidd.
There's levels.
I like that. Here is Devil in the Roadway. Mary Ritzer Christensen told Weird New Jersey that she got the heebie-jeebies one night. Mm. You can always throw heebie-jeebies in there anytime you're talking about stuff like this. She got the heebie-jeebies one night in 1972 when she spotted the Jersey Devil on Green Tree Road. Christensen was driving from Blackwood to Glassboro when she says she saw a towering figure crossing the road about 25 feet behind her car. She described the figure as standing taller than the average man with thick haunches like a goat and a huge woolly head. Yeah. Okay.
I think this is interesting.
Could be a hairy man. What?
The ghost of the Black Doctor, the benevolent spirit of an African-American doctor who, after being forbidden from practicing medicine due to his race, entered the Pine Barrens to practice medicine in the isolated communities of the Barrens and is said to still come to the aid of lost or injured travelers. The ghost of the Black Dog, which, unlike many Black Dog legends, is usually portrayed as harmless. The ghost of the golden-haired girl, the spirit of a girl who is said to be staring out into the sea, dressed in white, mourning the loss of her lover at sea, and the white stag, a ghostly white deer, which we've heard a lot about. I know I've heard stories about that, said to rescue travelers in the Barrens from danger. There are also folk tales concerning the Blue Hole, an unusually clear, blue, and rounded body of water located in the Pine Barrens between Monroe Township, Gloucester County, and Winslow Township, Camden County, and is often associated with the Jersey Devil and its sightings.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
Here's an interesting fact. In 1939, the New Jersey Devil was reportedly named the official state demon. Walter Edge, twice governor of the state, was quoted as saying, "When I was a boy, I was never threatened with the boogeyman. We were threatened with the Jersey Devil."
Yeah.
Yep.
Morning, noon, night. So, yeah.
Better get in before the Jersey Devil gets you.
State demon.
State demon. Well, you know, got state flower, bird.
It chokes.
State demon.
There are lists of hoaxes, too. People trying to make themselves look like the Jersey Devil or putting footprints around and claiming they found Jersey Devil footprints.
Yeah, I read.
People would never do that.
It's all hoax. Yeah.
No.
They've never done that with Bigfoot.
It's like Bigfoot, yeah. No way.
Yeah, I read a thing where a zoo, which I don't think they're trying to pull a hoax, but just for, like, entertainment purposes, they're like, putting fake wings on a kangaroo and painting it green and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the Jersey Devil there. That's the Jersey Roo. here's kind of a brutal one. It says, forest rangers are experts in on the wildlife that inhabit the woods they patrol, but in 1980, Wharton State Forest Chief Ranger Alan McFarland saw something that both grossed him out and stumped his wild animal knowledge. A brutal scene on a South Jersey farm where a pack of pigs had been killed. He reported that the backs of their heads were eaten and their bodies were scratched and torn. However, there were no tracks surrounding the bodies and no blood on the ground. Could the Jersey Devil have been hankering for some bacon?
Funny. It always goes back to bacon. Why is that?
Yeah.
That's well, okay. Hey. It's okay with me.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Yeah, bacon's delicious.
Interesting, though.
The Jersey Devil's fanciful, there we go, or mythical nature is explored in the numerous works of fantasy and makes it an appearance in, including The X-Files, Jersey Devil, the video game, who knew there was that? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The Wolf Among Us, 13th Child, TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, The Barons, Carney, A Night with the Jersey Devil, what? I think that's a different kind of movie. The Last Broadcast, Legend Quest, and Gravity Falls, many of which, such as TMNT and Jersey Devil video games, not only reflect the Jersey Devil's mythical character, but exemplify its comical nature as well. So it's quite the comedian.
Yeah. Sounds like
stand it. Stand up, right?
Yeah.
Why'd the Jersey Devil cross the road?
I assume it's not to get to the other side.
Eat the brains of a pig.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Hungering for some bacon.
I am not laughing.
That's a very, it's kind of a fun story to talk about.
It
fun
is.
Fun legend, cryptid, and whatever. New Jersey. There you
it
go.
Really is.
That's your.
I like that Ben Franklin found his
state,
way into
state
this
demon.
Too. Yeah.
Isn't that what they call it? State demon?
State demon.
State demon.
Do we have a state demon? Beelzebub.
Yeah, no.
Bub.
Indiana has any.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bub.
Yeah, that's our voice. Our voice. Yeah. Hey, we could we just write the governor.
No, podcast demon, but not a state.
Yeah,
demon.
That's right. That's
right. Hey, what'd you say, write the governor?
Write the governor, like.
Hey, can we get a state demon? He'd be like, what? These people vote?
A lot of people like that vote.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. That was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. We kind of threw
that was
out
our
there
extra and, energy at you.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Now I'm drained.
I know. Me too.
What was that episode?
Good times.
Number,
good times.
What was that? Number 37?
37.
37. Wow. I can't believe I remember that without looking at my notes.
It's on my notes.
Pretty proud of myself.
I had to look at my notes.
Yeah.
Good so job.
Good job, guys.
Good job, Todd. Good job, Nate. Good job, Sam.
He does a good job at stinking up the joint. That's for sure. But good job, Sam.
He's had, three naps since we've been here? He's ready to go.
Must be hard life.
It's a hard not life for Sam.
Well, Creepies, thanks for listening to mini episode number 37 on the Jersey Devil. And we thank you, and we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.